I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Florida's task force on the state's self-defense law known as Stand Your Ground meets next week for the first time to decide whether the controversial law should be changed. The bill's original sponsor has backed away from the law and now says it shouldn't apply to George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watchman who claims self-defense in the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin. In 2005, Florida became the first state to expand existing self-defense laws to allow someone to stand their ground not just in their home, but anywhere they have a right to be, without a duty to retreat. About half of states now have similar laws, but because of the Trayvon Martin shooting, a number of states are reexamining them. Joining us on the line is Ariane Campo Flores, a Miami-based reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Ariane, you report that one state is going to toughen its law, Oklahoma. How so? And was this because of the Trayvon Martin shooting?
Yeah, well, Oklahoma is sort of run counter to the trend. Some states seem to be questioning these laws, but Oklahoma is sort of powered ahead. They actually considered in their legislature 14 different gun bills in the current session, and one that appears to have the votes to pass is one that would extend the Stand Your Ground law and basically allow the use of deadly force against intruders in places of worship. You know, a lot of the gun lobbyists, they essentially want to include as many places as possible for people to be able to carry concealed weapons and be able to defend themselves if they face some threat. And so that's been really the mission of the gun lobby in a lot of states, is to bring in, incorporate more public spaces where people would be. The argument is, if you are allowed to carry your gun, it makes people safer.
Is it coincidental that this is happening in Oklahoma shortly after the Trayvon Martin shooting, or is this some kind of statement by the state?
No, I don't believe that it's a statement by the state. I mean, these were things that were in the works well before, you know, the Trayvon Martin killing. And I think what's interesting about Oklahoma is that it sort of seems insulated from this whole, you know, national debate that's been triggered. And in many ways, it's a sign that things are proceeding business as usual in the legislature there without really an intrusion by this debate over the wisdom of these laws.
Ariane, you found that the Trayvon Martin shooting has stalled Stand Your Ground bills in Alaska and Iowa, but a number of other states are moving forward with adding these kind of laws to their books. Now, these laws came about in part because of a push for them by the conservative group American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, which has been in the news quite a bit lately. Is ALEC playing a role still in getting these laws passed?
Well, ALEC made a significant statement, issued a significant statement last week saying that they were disbanding the task force that had pushed Stand Your Ground laws around the country. But due in part to the controversy generated by the Trayvon Martin killing and their support of those laws, as well as other controversial measures like voter ID laws, the Legislative Council has said that they will no longer be promoting non-economic issues. They're going to rejigger and refocus on really the main thrust of the organization, which is to push for free markets, limited government, more economic matters.
As we mentioned, next week, Florida's task force will meet to decide whether to change the law down the line. If there are changes, what might we see?
Well, so the governor's task force, which Governor Scott created to, you know, examine the Stand Your Ground and other gun statutes in the state, will be convening to see whether there need to be changes or even a repeal of the measure. One of the authors of the original legislation, Representative Dennis Baxley, has said that he is open to that discussion of entertaining certain tweaks, but he has also made very clear that he would be opposed, and I think many in the Republican-controlled legislature would be opposed to outright repeal and even to changes that are deemed to weaken the legislation in some fundamental way. So some of the things, for instance, that Representative Baxley has talked about is perhaps clarifying the role of neighborhood watch groups. And, you know, are they or aren't they authorized to carry force? What do they do in situations where there is a threat? There may well be some minor adjustments, but I would say it's highly unlikely that the law would simply go away.
Ariane Campo Flores reports for The Wall Street Journal based in Miami. Ariane, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, mining for gold on asteroids. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.